Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, and from God our Father. Amen. One of the shows that I've loved watching over the past few years is a show called Undercover Boss. Did any of y'all watch that? I hope so, because this is going to be really awkward if y'all haven't watched it. Now, I don't know if it's still on or not, but because I haven't watched it in a while, but I've always loved that show because it's just amazing to watch the story of a CEO stepping down into some of the dirty jobs, right? The jobs that nobody really wants to do, and most of the time they're way beneath the knowledge and expertise of the CEO. You know, some of the most interesting moments on that show to me were the times when the CEO couldn't flat do the job, and they just like fell flat on their face. And the employee is sitting there like, okay, I can do this blindfolded. All right, we're good. The other thing that I loved about that show, and I love about it still, is the heartfelt communication that truly happens as the CEO gets into the life of that person for just a little bit, whether it's a day or a little bit longer. And as they take time to listen throughout the day, and usually during the time of their break time, they find out much more than they could have ever imagined was beneath the surface of each of the people that they're encountering. You know, and many times in grand TV style, this leads to some life-changing decisions. Some for the better, some for the, well, better somewhere else. Maybe in a different arena, but always good in primetime television. Ultimately, the CEO in this show is taking off the proud mantle of being Mr. or Mrs. Big Shot, and he's putting on the mantle of service, even in some of the smallest jobs in the company that they run. Now, since y'all have watched the CEO in that show, y'all probably have a couple CEOs that you love, one or two maybe that you really don't like, and probably a few employees that are just like the rock stars that y'all just loved as well. At least I do. One of the guys that stood out in my mind, and I watched it again about a week or so ago, is the guy from Modell Sporting Goods. And I don't know if y'all remember him or not, but he had become all business after his brother passed away. His brother was his partner, and was kind of the guy who held the servant leadership flag. And the CEO that was left did a lot of really good things for the company, financially and for the stocks, but on the personal level for the employees, not so good. And so he had the ability to truly connect with people throughout the week, just like all the other guys. And at the end of the day, at the end of the week, he realized that he had to bring that servant's heart back into his life, into his leadership. And I believe this show is one of those instances that in a public way shows us what Jesus was getting after in our text from the gospel tonight. You see, we find Jesus and his disciples preparing to eat the Passover feast for one last time, although the disciples didn't realize it at that time. And Jesus intends to show the disciples exactly who he was, what his heart was for them. As the lesson says, having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. You see, this was going to be intimate. It was going to be personal and up close. That's one of the keys to becoming a servant, as Jesus illustrates. You have to be willing to get up close and personal with people. Many times it's going to be really intimate, an action of love and care. So as the meal was getting ready to be served, Jesus steps up from the table. He wraps a towel around himself. He then pours some water in a basin and begins to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel wrapped around him. You know, it's kind of an interesting proposition to wash people's feet. Have you ever done it? Have you ever had your feet washed by someone? Now ladies, y'all have this easier, right? Because you go get pedicures and like, yeah, this is awesome. Like pampering, cool stuff. Now, the interesting thing about us today is our feet are pretty clean. How many of y'all have taken a shower today or yesterday or a bath? Now, I'm looking around and I'm not even going to like look. Everybody's hand went up, I'm sure. So we don't really have a great need to get clean. But think with me for just a moment. In Jesus' time, Did they wear boots to walk around in? Or tennis shoes? You're right, whoever said that. No, they had open-toed sandals, right? And probably not very much on them. And so when they were walking, they were going on dirt roads. And they were walking through dirt, mud, muck, mire. Their feet, on the scale of like cool and yucky, pretty much on the yucky side, right? Kind of, ladies, so if y'all went to the pedicure place today or tomorrow, and you'd been out like on vacation at the lake, and you were mudding and all that kind of stuff, and walking around in the mud, and it just rained, what do you think they'd say to you? You think they'd say, come on? Or would they look at you really awkward and be like, no, no, you go home. Or you go somewhere else. Probably so, right? You wouldn't be allowed in there. And so that's why when you think about the servants that were doing foot washing, if you kind of think of the servants' levels, like there's like the butler and the people that help get the, you know, people dressed, and then like here maybe the person who kind of got in trouble or something, and or they're just kind of new and they're washing the dishes. And then like down there is maybe like the guy who has to polish all the brass. And then down way at the bottom is the foot washer. Someone who has just started or is having a really bad week. And that's where Jesus steps into. That's where he goes for us. He goes to the most humble place for his disciples to show them exactly how much care and love he had for them. He was willing to do a dirty job. So as we skip forward into the reading a little bit, one of the things that I love about Peter, anytime I encounter him, is he's always a little bit interesting. And when Jesus gets ready to wash his feet, what does Peter say? He says, no way. You can't do that. You're Jesus and I'm Peter. And then so Jesus kind of continues the conversation. You can't see it right there, but if you don't look in your bulletin, you can. He says, if you want to have a part of me, I got to do this. And so what does Peter say to that? Well, Lord, do everything then. Not just my feet, but my hands, my head, everything. You know, it's funny because I wonder if any of us have some Peter in us at times. Where we just don't seem to understand things at times, and then we overcompensate. Where it's an all or nothing proposition. Luckily for Peter, where does he finish? He finishes all in, right? He's ready to go with whatever Jesus needs him to do. So I thought I'd do something a little different tonight. We don't usually do object lessons with the sermon. And I understand Pastor Steve may have done this a few years ago. But I'd like for my volunteers to come up. Come on up, Emma. All right, Evan's going to do it. He was getting scared after he found out what he was going to have to do. Come on up. So we're going to show you kind of what it was like, although they have tennis shoes on, so their feet aren't going to be like crazy dirty, which is even better. So if one of y'all wants to have a seat there, all right, and you're going to have to take your shoes off, okay? So if you want to start on that while we're getting perfect, all right. You know, if I was really going to be mean, I'd have you do the foot washing, right? Because that would really illustrate it, to wash your sister's feet. No, can't do that. That's what I was thinking. You know, I grew up with a sister. Yeah. It's kind of tough sometimes, you know? There's a love-hate relationship there on certain days. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully this isn't too cold. All right, go ahead and put your feet in there. All right, we're just going to get them nice and wet. I'm going to get them washed off here, although they look pretty good. All right, let's pour a little water on them. Okay, Evan, you better have your shoes off, buddy. You're next. Okay, I'm going to dry you off here. You can pull them out if you want to. Okay, I'm going to move this out of here. Okay, he's got. And you got to get your socks off too, because I don't want to wash your socks. What's that? Okay, perfect. So Jesus would have just been like this. He would have been on his knees, taking care of business. All right, thank you, Emma. All right, come on, Evan. I got you, my friend. Now, your feet might be a little bit big for this bowl here. You might get out of this. Yeah. All right. Okay, go ahead and stick them in there. Yep. Or let's try one. Let's try one. You got like size 12 shoes, I think, or something. All right, we're just going to... There we go. All right, that's good. We're going to wash it off here, all the soap. Okay. We're going to dry this one off and then stick the other one in there for me. We're going to do the same deal here, okay? All right, we're going to wash it off here. Go ahead and pull it out. Okay. Okay, there you go. See, I'm not going to put that on top of the outlet because that might be really bad. There we go. Thank you very much, guys. All right, can you all give them a hand because they're really brave. Just so y'all know, I asked like 6 or 7 people before y'all. None of them were available. But Greg Perkerny, you got lucky. He was my backup to my backup plan. Well, we could still have him come up, I guess, right? Nah, that's all right. So it was a down and dirty task, right? And that's what Jesus' love is all about. It's about going to wherever people need to be to take care of them, to take care of whatever needs they might have. And I'm so thankful for my willing volunteers. Y'all are awesome and troopers for letting me show a little bit of what Jesus did on Maundy Thursday. You know, for us today, it's mostly a ritual washing tonight because their feet were immaculately clean. They didn't even know they were going to be doing that tonight because I figured if I told them, they would have maybe not showed up tonight. So I didn't even tell them. So, so it's interesting. In terms of ritual washings, there's actually a custom in the Muslim faith. If you want to show that next picture here. And this is a picture outside of the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. And if you ever get a chance to go there, you'll see this as you go up the hill. There's another mosque that's just a little ways away. But so every time a Muslim person gets ready to go to worship, they have to wash their feet, their hands, and their mouth to clean themselves up and to enter worship. Now, that's not something that we have to do anymore. And there's other reasons for that for them. But it's still a practice that's culturally relevant where people want to make sure that they're fully clean. If we look at the Da Vinci picture of tonight, you know, you can kind of see a little bit of why it might be necessary a little bit more. You know, a lot of the pictures also, if you kind of get a little more realistic, have the disciples and Jesus a little bit lower. The table's a little bit lower. They're reclining. It's, you know, it's kind of like you're laying down and eating and so it really had to do with sanitary conditions. You know, if your feet were all dirty, you really didn't want to have your buddy have their dirty foot in your pita or your lamb tonight. That'd be kind of awkward, right? And not really tasty. But so Jesus continues to encourage his disciples and his friends after he gets done washing everybody's feet, after he leads the prayer and the meal. And he says, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." So the purpose behind this object lesson that Jesus was teaching was so that it would be taught, so that it could be caught. That's why he used such a powerful object lesson for his disciples, so that they too were ready to go and be willing servants. So that they were ready to step down, not step up, but step down into the roles that would be needed to care for the people that they were called to share the gospel with, that they were called to shepherd. And I love how Jesus kind of finishes this little part up where he says, just do it. He literally says, now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. So again, it's just go and do it. And I think Jesus must have known that his disciples and those of us a few generations down the line, for us, it can be hard at times to move from head knowledge and even heart knowledge to actually just going and doing stuff, to pure action. And Jesus shows us here the ultimate love and grace for his disciples as we continue to look forward in this week. As he goes to the garden later to tonight to pray, to sweat blood literally for us, to be arrested, and then tomorrow he goes to the cross, to bear our sin and to be our Savior. And then ultimately, a few days from now on Easter, to rise again from the dead and to give us eternal life with Him forever. As I was thinking about that Undercover Boss episode I was watching, the guy's name was Mitch Modell, and he made some significant changes in his company so that they could try to be more servant-like. And probably the biggest thing that happened was to one employee. And I don't know if you've seen that show, but he found out that one of his retail employees was in a homeless shelter every night. And so he was visibly moved and shaken by this, especially as she came back to the final meeting. And the first thing that he told her was, "You're not going back to the shelter tonight." To do that, he gave her a significant check that got her out of the shelter first and then into a home, her first home. It was the work of someone committed to service for people that he was able to touch. Now, there are people all around us that can benefit from our unique gifting and service abilities. Now, it may have nothing to do with being a CEO and buying a house for an employee, but maybe it's simply turning around an offering to help fix something for someone. Maybe it's just listening to someone who's hurting, praying for someone who's seeking God, and maybe it's even to wrap the towel around your waist and literally wash some feet. As we think about tonight, where are the areas in your life where you can be a foot washer? Where can you find a place to serve in your community? Here at Peace? In your neighborhood? In the greater community? Especially as we have some transitions going on, but always, there are places to serve here at Peace where we'd love to have your expertise and your knowledge and your support with your volunteer time and your service to your fellow members and as we reach out missionally to our community. Now, I know that we have lots of willing servants, all of y'all are, here at Peace, and that's been the core DNA at Peace for as long as I've heard about Peace, which is a long time ago, 25 years ago probably. What do you think a place like this would look like if we intentionally looked for ways to use the gifts that God has given to each of us, to His glory both at Peace but also in the communities that surround us? What kind of an impact would happen for the gospel if we became people dedicated to washing the feet of our neighbors, to serving their needs, dedicated to making sure that we listened deeply to their needs and responded with the servant hearts that God gave to each of us? I don't know about you, but I think the world might get turned upside down in a wonderful way for the kingdom. As y'all get ready to leave tonight, I want y'all to look at something. Above every exit in this building, or at least in this building right here, there's a sign that I believe Pastor Weiser put up there. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's him. That says Servant's Entrance. And so I want to challenge y'all. When you go out those doors this weekend, think about who's the person that God's putting on your heart to wash their feet. Keep doing that as you go on, but especially tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday when you come to church. Whose feet can you wash this weekend or in the next couple of weeks? Amen. May the peace of God guard your hearts in Christ as you find the avenues of service that He has already set up for you in advance and continues to provide those opportunities as He was the one who continues to serve you. Amen.